Chris, a terrific win tonight. You must be ever so pleased.
Yeah, absolutely delighted for the lads. They were fantastic, and especially second half, the tempo and the desire were superb.
To come off four defeats on the spin and be one down after 68 minutes takes a lot of mental strength, doesn't it, to come back and battle back from that?
Yeah, it does. It's testing times for the lads, and especially on the back of the run of results that we've had. And when you go 1-0 down, you know, it's quite easy for some of the lads to fold, and if I'm honest. The second half in particular, and I think the introduction of Ash just give us a spark, which I thought, you know, we were maybe missing at times. And he sparked the team, he sparked the crowd into life. You know, he sparked the team into life by just sheer work rate and effort. And you can see how everybody sort of reacted to him. He's got a goal. I told him, just go and work hard, and if you can get yourself a goal. And he's put himself in a great position because, you know, the new manager's up there watching, and he can't fail to be impressed with how he's performed since he's come on.
Yeah, because he just brought that energy and effervescence, didn't he? And that raw pace that he has. And all of a sudden, Shrewsbury's back line had a different problem.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they had a physical problem with Proc and Jammer, and it was a real sort of bruising battle with our back lads and our strikers. So, to be fair to Jammer, he'd worked as hard as he could. He's still recovering from his injury and his fitness. We put Ash in, and all of a sudden now they've got a different problem. They've got pace in behind, and I think the introduction of him just changed the game in our favour.
In the first half, gone behind to a worldie really from Junior Brown, but you'll be disappointed with the lead up to that, I guess.
Yeah, we'll look back, and there's certainly things we can do better, that's for sure. But it was a finish of top quality. I did go on the pitch afterwards and said to Junior, you know, you've never scored a goal like that in my time here. So we had a little laugh and joke after.
But bouncing back from that, we had a game here a couple of weeks ago against Port Vale, where Fleetwood were in front, could have been playing 10 men, could have been further in front, and ended up getting punished. And that was sort of how it went a little bit today. They had a couple of really good opportunities to go further in front, didn't take them, and you bounced back second half and made them pay.
Yeah, you do. I mean, second half, we've hit the crossbar, Ash is at the post, and then I thought I'd put Bobby Grant on, more thinking of the penalties.
I was going to say, is that half an hour of the penalties?
I'm looking, there's 3 or 4 minutes left, and I'm looking around at the penalty takers, and he is one of the best dead ball specialists that we've got. And I thought, well, it's looking that way, it's going to go to penalty, so I'll get him on the pitch, and if it goes there, he'll certainly be one of the takers. And obviously delighted when he smashed one in the top corner.
It's a brilliant finish as well, isn't it? And Hunter again at the start of things, because they never really cleared the ball, did they?
No, they didn't. And I think because of his work rate, his enthusiasm, his desire, didn't allow them to clear the ball. And the ball fell to Bobby, and he certainly finished it tremendous.
Just finally from me, a terrific win, and maybe a watershed day for Fleetwood today. A new manager unveiled, players performing really well in front of him, and you happy enough with your new role at the club, or is it the same role but a different gaffer?
It's the same role with a different gaffer. I had a good chat before the game, everything went well. We spoke about how we want to move forward, so I was pleased with that. He was pleased with that, and I said to the lads in there, you know, just go and play and impress the new manager, because you know he's going to be up in the stands, he's going to be thinking about Saturday already, and there's certainly the majority of the lads there have certainly put themselves right in his mind, I'm sure. And I think obviously to get that win, I've said hopefully that can be the catalyst now for the rest of the season, and you know we needed to turn it around quick, and I'm hoping the lads can take that result and positive feeling into Saturday.
Confidence is just such an important thing, isn't it?
Confidence is massive. It's massive, especially when there's these fine lines and small details in football. Confidence can make the difference.